KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have mostly clear skies. Calm conditions, it's 19 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy today, a high around 50. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Officials at the Guthrie and Adair County Management Agency reported Wednesday evening that due to a water main break in Adair, the city of Adair is now under a boil advisory until further notice. Citizens should boil their water before consumption or brushing their teeth and then letting it cool. Police in Council Bluffs are investigating an armed robbery that took place around 1 a.m. today. Officers were sent to the Quick Shop on Avenue G, and soon after they arrived on the scene, police spoke to the clerk and a victim that had entered the store during the robbery. The clerk said a 30 to 35-year-old black male produced a handgun and demanded money and alcohol. A second suspect, a 20 to 25-year-old black male, went behind the counter and grabbed some cigarettes. The second victim was ordered into the store by an armed suspect and was told not to move. Both offenders then fled west out of the store on foot. No shots were fired and no injuries were reported. The suspects fled the store with an undetermined amount of money, two bottles of booze, and an undetermined amount of cigarettes. First suspect was wearing a tan jacket with a red hood. The second was wearing all black. Anyone with information is encouraged to contact the Council Bluffs Police Department's Criminal Investigation Division at 712-328-4728 or Crime Stoppers at 712-328-STOP. That's 7867. And the Council Bluffs Police Department wants to remind citizens to call police if they see suspicious individuals hanging around any business, especially at night or during the early morning hours. Red Oak Police report two separate arrests took place Wednesday. At around 8:20 p.m., 51-year-old Barbara Darlene Wilson of Red Oak was arrested in the 600 block of Sunset for disorderly conduct. Wilson was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $300 bond. And at around 3:47 p.m. on Wednesday, 33-year-old David Ray Sturgis of Maryville, Missouri, was arrested in the 600 block of East Reed Street in Red Oak. Sturgis was taken into custody on a valid Montgomery County warrant for violating a no-contact order. His bond was also set at $300. A senior district court judge on Monday denied a request for a change of venue in the case of a man charged with voluntary manslaughter. Fourth District Judge Timothy O'Grady ruled the trial for 39-year-old Kevin Dwayne Staley of Red Oak will be held in Red Oak on January 9, 2018. Staley had requested a change of venue due to extensive media coverage. He entered a written plea of not guilty to the charge on Monday. He's accused of shooting 27-year-old Devin Alexander Davis of Villisca during the early morning hours of October 11th in Red Oak. Red Oak police have said Davis suffered a single gunshot wound to the chest. Investigators determined that Staley and Davis had been in a confrontation earlier that morning, which resulted in Staley shooting Davis. Police say that Staley was arrested at his Red Oak home after they executed a search warrant there on the afternoon of October 11th. He remains in custody on $100,000 bond. The trial for a mother accused of giving her 8-year-old daughter a fatal amount of an antidepressant drug has been postponed. The trial for 34-year-old Misty Frazier had been set for December 12th, but will now be taking place on April 24th of next year. Frazier has pleaded not guilty to second-degree murder, child endangerment, and giving prescription drugs to a minor without a prescription. Prosecutors say an autopsy showed the girl died in October of 2016 from an overdose of the antidepressant amitriptyline, which is commonly sold under the brand name of Elavil. Atlantic Police Chief Dave Erickson said yesterday there were three people arrested earlier this week and two accidents that were investigated. Taken into custody Monday was 55-year-old John Meisner of Atlantic. He was arrested for public intox. On Tuesday, 42-year-old Teresa Corbell of Lincoln, Nebraska, was arrested for public intoxication and interference with official acts. And 44-year-old Dwayne Rollins of Atlantic was arrested Tuesday in Atlantic as well. Rollins was taken into custody on a Mills County warrant for disorderly conduct. All three were booked into the Cass County Jail. Chief Erickson said there were no injuries reported following the accidents that took place on Tuesday. At around 12:15 p.m., a vehicle driven by Savannah Sorensen of Walnut struck a legally parked car registered to RT Motors of Atlantic. That happened at 10th and Olive Streets as Sorensen was traveling west on 10th. After the impact, the parked vehicle rolled forward across Olive Street and hit a tree. Damage was totaled to $15,000. The second accident happened at 10th and Lynn Streets at around 3:25 p.m. Tuesday. Erickson says a vehicle driven by Christina Simonton of Atlantic was traveling north on Lynn and had stopped at the posted intersection. Her vehicle was struck from behind by a vehicle driven by Jane Knight of Atlantic. Damage from the collision amounted to $1,700. There were no citations issued following either accident. Also, the Cass County Library Association, represented by the representatives from the six city libraries in the county, met with the County Board of Supervisors Wednesday morning to present a report on services provided in fiscal year 2017 for each and all libraries. The association requested that the current county funding, $73,800, be increased by $2,000 for each library for fiscal year 2019. The request was taken under advisement. The board did, however, approve contract payments for library services to Cass County residents residing outside of the cities for fiscal year 2018, and that includes Anita, $13,100, Atlantic, $15,200, Cumberland, $10,900, Griswold, $12,600, Lewis, $10,900, and Messina, $11,100. The supervisor's next regular meeting will be held on Thursday, November 30th. In the funeral announcements, Elizabeth Jensen, age 106, of Fontenelle, died Saturday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Elizabeth Jensen will be this morning at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle has arrangements. Ed Carl, age 57, of Greenfield, died November 7th during a farming accident. Funeral services for Ed Carl will be today at 2 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield, with a luncheon to follow at the church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Emily Gardner Dick, age 78, of Council Bluffs, a native of Oakland, died November 7th. Funeral services for Emily Dick will be held on Saturday at 11 a.m. at St. John's United Church of Christ in Council Bluffs. The Cutler, O'Neill, Meyer, Woodring, Bayless Park Chapel in Council Bluffs has the arrangements. Bernice Wilhelmine Mordhorst, age 103, of Elkhorn, died Monday at the Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn. A massive Christian burial for Bernice Mordhorst will be this Saturday at 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Dwayne Diz Christensen, age 68, of Crescent and formerly of Elkhorn, died Tuesday in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Diz Christensen will be Saturday at 2 p.m. at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has arrangements. And Don Deers, age 96, of Greenfield, died Wednesday at Greenfield Rehab and Healthcare Center. A massive Christian burial for Don Deers will be next Tuesday at 10:30 at St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Our news was brought to you this hour by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.